Love one another as I have loved you. This sermon practically writes itself, doesn't it? I mean, this is what I talk about every week, that is God's law for us to love God and love each other. It's pretty easy, pretty simple. So let's pray together and think about what it is to emulate Jesus' love for all of us and what it will mean for us to love each other in turn. God, we thank you for bringing us here together in this sacred, beautiful place where we can worship you, where we can learn and grow, where we can be together, and where we can love each other. We thank you for giving us all that you give us, for implanting in us the will to be good, the will to want to be loved and to love in return. We thank you. We are grateful for all that we have in this beautiful world, for this weather, for each other, for our families. And we ask that you be with us as we ponder this. Love one another as I have loved you. In your name we pray. Amen. So I began by starting to make a list from the beginning of the Gospel of John of how many ways that Jesus shows us love, so that we know that we're loved, because it begins that way, doesn't it? Love one another as I have loved you. And I thought that I was just writing all of John down, and it was becoming a tedious thing to go through and make a list, so I decided that I wasn't going that route. But as I thought about, why is it that I want to love in turn because I know that Jesus loves me? And what does that mean for me every day? I think it's different for everyone because we are unique and we feel loved and we give love in unique ways. So as I thought about how I felt as an 11-year-old looking at my relationship with God and suddenly realizing that God was real and that I wasn't alone, not being alone was where I felt that love. Sometimes life can be really lonely, and it depends on your life and your family and where you are and who you are. But I felt loved because I wasn't lonely anymore, because I knew that God accepted me for wherever I was in my life and who I was, and that I was going to be okay. So we're given hope, and we're given that companionship. Isn't companionship an amazing way to love someone? I think that we do that for each other when we visit each other when we're sick, when we help each other in projects, all of those things. And maybe we don't think of that as love, but really we're connecting in that way that we are human beings. And when we're positive and we're connecting in that way, to me, that's love. Some people have a different view of what love is. And we had a congregant at Holiday United Church of Christ who was there when I was there, and he said, "I don't believe in love." And yet his life seems to be full of love, in my opinion. So I think it depends on what we think of that word. And someone told me a few weeks ago, "Well, I don't love everyone. How can you say to love everyone? Because I really don't love everyone." And I think that maybe we don't like everyone, but maybe we can love humanity. It's all a very personal thing, isn't it? You know, Jesus was talking to the disciples who had followed Jesus. Jesus called, Jesus taught them. Jesus must have loved them in a way that we, each of us, can't really understand. I mean, maybe we picture what Jesus might have looked like in our minds, and we think about the Sermon on the Mount and all of those things that Jesus taught and the healing of Jesus. But we can't really see that one-on-one. We can't see in Jesus' eyes that Jesus loves us. And yet somehow, you know, we're taught that Jesus loves us, and we know that intuitively, maybe. But I was struck this week that I thought of this passage in such a different way. Love as I have loved you. So Maybe each of us needs to ask that question, how do I feel loved by God? How do I feel loved by the ministry of Jesus? What difference does it make in my life? So is it because Jesus loved me first? Is it because I've read about Jesus in the Bible? Am I here because I know that people around me love me? It's an interesting question. I mean, it's preached here all the time. Love God, love your neighbor. And your neighbor is everybody. So where do we each go with this passage? When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. And of course, we know he's speaking to the disciples who have been with him day in, day out, preaching, going out to preach the good news that God's kingdom is here, that we can all be loved and we can all know God in a way that maybe we never thought we could. So maybe those are the things that we think show that Jesus loves us. But it's a good question to ask, isn't it? I mean, each of us has to decide that for ourselves. When we read and we get our own perspective about what's in the Bible, how did Jesus love us and enable us to love other people the way he loved us? It's kind of this circular thing that, does it have to start with Jesus? Yes, it does. It has to start with Jesus. Because Jesus is saying, love as I have loved. This passage says, no greater love has a person than to lay down their life for their friends. Well, I'm not sure that we're laying our life down for each other, but we certainly leave what we're doing when there's an issue or a problem and we come to help. So what does it mean for us to love each other the way Jesus loved us? It's going to have to go back to you a little bit here, where you're going to have to decide, how did Jesus love us? All of the teaching, when Jesus says, it all boils down to the law of God, the command of God, and we think that sounds very legalistic, but it's really not for Jesus, because the command is just to love. And we are all capable of loving. There's this openness to be able to do that without worrying that it's the wrong thing. We can love everybody. We can love our enemies. Sometimes we're persecuted by people. We can still love that person and not like them or not like their actions very much. So, when we talk about love and light, how we connect in our covenant together as we are one body with the church of God everywhere, that we love God and love our neighbor, and that the example for this is Jesus. Jesus says that we are blessed sometimes when we're at the worst point in our lives, and some of that blessing comes from those people who you love and who love you back. When I had the issue with our daughter and I called people from this church, I felt so much love because I knew that we all were connected and that I wouldn't be judged and that whatever help was going to come, that God was going to give that to me in the form of the hands and feet of the people who love God in return. So, love one another as Jesus has loved you. Wow, what a concept. And it's at the base of everything. Isn't that the hinge that all of this is on? That our God, the God that we know, that we love in our own way, that comes to us, is a personal God who loves us? That is, to some scientists, crazy thinking. And yet we know it's true because we feel it in each other. And when we come here and when we interact with people, it's one of those things. People who don't have a solid spiritual belief will still say, but I've had an experience that says that I'm not alone. That is God. That is God who loves us. And it is a concept that is so amazing and so great that it's the reason that we come here every week. It's the reason that we do the things that we do in our lives. Because we were first loved by God, by this power, by this energy of love and goodness, we can love back. It's how we were created. It's how we were made. We are wonderful beings of light. And all we have to do is connect to God to be able to see that. It's up to us to turn and see it, to experience it, to allow it to be, because it already is, whether we see it or not. I just want to say that our sign said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And a new sign just down the street said exactly the same thing. Maybe we could get something going with this other church with a sign. Is that an Episcopal church? I can't remember. Yeah, so we've kind of been copying each other, which I think is kind of hilarious and cute. We could start a movement on Foothill Boulevard of love. So Jesus says, "Love one another as I have loved you." As we go through this next week, let's really deeply think about that. What is it that says that Jesus loves us enough for us to love everybody in return? It's a good question. It's a really good question. Amen?